Chapter 27. Dawn's half-light was barely peeping over windowsills when the young squirrel Butty pounded on Tansy's bedroom door. Pulling the coverlet over her head, Tansy complained in a sleep-muffled moan.
Go away! Tain't light yet. I've only just closed my eyes.
But the new friar persisted, thumping the door and shouting,
Mother Abbess, ma'am, you owl babes have arrived in our kitchens. Oh, please come quick, or I don't know what to do.
Tansy's footpaws found her old slippers as she threw on a dressing gown and dashed to the door.
Rouse Sister Viola, Mother Buskell and Cracklin, and bring them straight down to the kitchens. Go quickly and try not to waken the others.
Completely in a dither, Butty raced off, yelling aloud.
Owl babies, just arrived in the kitchens, you little uns!
Abbess Tansy peered around the half-open cupboard door. From beneath a rocker's fearsome talons, three sets of massive golden eyes stared unblinkingly back at her. All of Redwall, clad in a variety of nightshirts, tasseled caps, dressing gowns, old sandals and slippers, packed into the kitchens, hopping up and down eagerly to catch a glimpse of the new arrivals. Mother Buskell complimented the owl on her egg chicks.
My, my, what beautiful little birds. They've got your eyes too.
A brief smile flitted across a rocker's solemn features.
Thank you, Buskell. These are my first brood, and I'm glad they're all fitting well. My husband, Dornock, will be pleased when he eventually gets to see them.
Cracklin raised her eyebrows in surprise.
Tornock hasn't seen his babes yet. Where is he?
Oroka lifted her talons, allowing the chicks to stumble forward.
Poor Tornock was in a worse tiz than that young squirrel of yours. The moment he heard eggshells cracking, he took off in a fluster, muttering about hunting to feed five beaks now. He'll be back.
The little owls were mere fuzzballs, with eyes practically larger than their bodies. When they were not dumbling and stumbling to stay upright, they were huddling together to keep their balance. Horoka knocked the door open wide with a sweep of her wing. Now all the Redwallers could see the three chicks clearly. There were exclamations of delight, particularly from the Dibbons, whom Skipper and his otters had lifted onto their shoulders so they could get a clear view.
Whoa, can them owly birds come out to play with us?
Why don't they say nothing yet?
Hello, little owly bird, do you want some breakfast?
Viola Bankvall, keeping a safe distance from Oroka, took charge.
A sensible idea. Why don't we all go in to breakfast and leave Oroka to clean up her nest?
Viola and Tansy ushered the crowd out, while Mother Buskell and Gerbold Selamole stayed behind to help the owls.